It's a special election that will decide the fate of the Delaware Senate. Nearly $1 million is poured into the 10th Senate District as voters prepare to go to the polls this Saturday. Contested seat has been vacated by Bethany Long Hall, who ascended to the Lieutenant Governor's office. Major party contenders are Democrat Stephanie Hansen and Republican John Marino. But there is a third candidate in the race, Joe Lanzendorfer with the Libertarian Party. We caught up with him to talk about how he differs from the major candidates in the race. We started with why he decided to run.
Rather than waiting for a candidate that I'm passionate about, I decided to just be that candidate. I figured it was as good a time as any to try to get into politics, especially with it being a special election. And I got a lot of encouragement from my fellow libertarians to do it.
How do you see yourself different from the other two candidates?
I think I have a lot in common with Stephanie Hansen, her social views and some of her environmental views and her views on education, as I'm a little more left-leaning libertarian, more of a center libertarian, really. And then I also agree with John Marino with a lot of his views on the economy and creating jobs and schools.
Let me turn to the budget. Obviously, there's going to be some kind of budget crunch.
I think a lot of times people, they can be kind of fearful of the libertarian idea of cutting government because so many people depend on government, and that can be a scary idea to some people. And, looking at the budget, I looked at how much we spent on K-12 education was something like around 24%. Higher education was about 4.5%. Medicaid was 17.3%. Transportation was 7.7%, corrections was 2.9%, and public assistance was 0.2%. And I don't think I'd really want to cut any of those things that people depend on, like public assistance and transportation and Medicaid, but there was the remaining 43.2% they put in just the other category. So what I'd want to do is I'd want to look at what that 43.2% other is and figure out what we can cut there. Definitely wouldn't be cutting anything that people actually depend on.
Now, we've had recently the uprising in the prison near Smyrna, resulted obviously in the death of one of the guards there. What would be your approach in terms of dealing with the kinds of problems that are now emerging out of that that situation?
Well, I think we need to spend what we need to spend to protect our correction officers and protect our police officers and get that under control. I think one of the things we need to look at is criminal justice reform, who we're sending to prison, how long we're sending them to prison, especially when it comes to nonviolent offenders. And that way that money can be better spent improving that system, especially when it comes to things like getting prisoners education and rehabilitation. I've always thought that the focus should be on rehabilitation, not just punishment. So once they've done their time, they can reacclimate to society and be productive members of society again.
Now, one of the things that's issues has come up is the issue of race, particularly discrimination as it affects the state government. What is your approach to that? How would you view that in terms of trying to get a handle on it?
Well, that does go back to what I said about there needs to be more transparency in government. So we should definitely have a zero tolerance policy for discrimination, especially in government and in all workplaces. And I think part of the problem is how do you enforce that? And I think that just making the government more transparent in how they do business and how they hire people and how they treat people would go a long way to ending that discrimination.
Do you think, by the way, that there's too much cronyism in state government?
Yeah, I think there's definitely some cronyism going on. It's difficult to say, again, because that goes back to transparency, because, of course, no one likes cronyism, but you get away with it if there's not enough transparency. And I think I would want to have a hard look at, again, where our money's being spent and how much of that might be going to corporate welfare. You might be involved with that.
Obviously, there have been some problems in terms of getting the economy in Delaware moving again. What's going on there? How does the first state attract business, you think?
Well, one of the things I wanted to take a look at and do first was look at our franchise tax and how that affects small businesses. If you're a small business just trying to get off the ground or trying to keep your head afloat, it's just one more barrier to entry for small businesses. So basically, I think we can definitely improve our economy in Delaware by relaxing the taxes and licensing and regulations on small businesses, eliminating the franchise tax, basically changing the Delaware's franchise tax just to a corporate tax, so just a flat tax on all corporations in Delaware, leave the small businesses alone.
Joe Lanzendorfer, the Libertarian candidate for the 10th Senate District. We did reach out to the campaigns, the Democratic and Republican candidates, but they failed to get back to us. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.